Hello, hope you're all doing well today. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Southern Oregon. When we discuss health, we cannot talk about complete health without discussing our mental health. On this program, we highlight mental health issues in our community and ways we can improve mental health for everyone. Today, we're talking about NAMI and their NAMI Walks fundraising and awareness raising event with James Ramirez, Leslie Strauss Fowler, and Tiffany Nguyen. Leslie and James are both members of NAMI Southern Oregon Steering Committee, and Tiffany is with NAMI Oregon. Thanks for joining us all.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. So let's just start by telling people what makes NAMI a unique mental health organization. James?
To me, what makes NAMI unique as a mental health organization kind of resides in regard to three pillars of support. It means mental health for all, for everyone. It helps promote the awareness of mental health and reduce stigma. But it's also about building community and letting people know that they are not alone in their journey. And then finally, NAMI is about helping to raise funds so we can provide all these services for free. And these are top-rated mental health programs that are available.
Okay, we'll talk about some of those programs a little bit later. But what inspired you to get involved with NAMI Walks? Let's see. Leslie, what inspired you to get involved with NAMI Walks?
Well, over the past, NAMI Walks here locally has been fairly small, and I see there's such great need here that I wanted to get more involved and see if I could help reach more people.
Expand it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany, what is the purpose of the NAMI Walks?
Yeah, so I kind of see the NAMI Walks broken up into three parts for its purpose. The first two parts kind of go hand in hand. So the walk is pretty much a community building event. It's a great way to promote mental health and break the stigma around it, and then also just meet others in our NAMI community and meet others who are really have a passion about mental health. And then the third reason is that all of the funds that we raise at our NAMI Walks events go straight back into our programs and into our 17 affiliates across the state, helping fund all of our free programming, like support groups and classes. Yeah, it's a really great way to support us and then also just support others in our community.
Okay, great, great. So what are the goals for this year in terms of the NAMI Walks? What are you hoping to achieve? James?
Well, like always, we use the term NAMI Walks is forever, right? Because there's a unique power of personality. There's a form of exuberance that comes. What we're trying to achieve is we do have a financial goal. And definitely that financial goal is of tremendous value because that helps us sustain and help grow the programs that we have. So that's one of the goals. The other portion, and we've kind of mentioned some of them already a bit, but it's about reaching into the community, letting people know that there is support. There's an opportunity for advocacy, for support, for awareness, and for education. And again, as we've shared already, these are all free to the community. So those are some of the goals we're looking at.
Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face in planning an event like this? Leslie, what are some of the challenges?
I think some of the biggest challenges are that we're able to get sponsors to do tabling and things like that, but it's walkers. Getting people out to walk because the visibility is what's going to create the awareness. So, yeah, it's word of mouth and it's knocking on doors and it's letting people know that we're out there and we're going to do this.
And it's a place you can come to find community around mental health. Yeah, that sounds good. So what will the walks be like this year? James, you want to talk a little bit about what the walks will be like in our area?
Oh, I'd love to. So we're going to meet in Elba Park in Medford, and we will journey through a small, distance, a couple of blocks or so, return back. But we're going to have things like balloons, and we're going to have activities for people to partake in. We'll have other organizations in the community that help support mental health, and they'll be there to help advertise and provide more information available on how they service the community. And I'd love to say that we're going to feed everybody. We're not going to do that this year, maybe next year. But we hope to have like cotton candy and popcorn and games so that we can come together and just have this, share this exuberance and excitement and fun as a group.
Great. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck of NAMI Southern Oregon, speaking with James Ramirez and Leslie Strauss-Fowler of the Steering Committee, and Tiffany Nguyen with NAMI Oregon, who's a promoter and coordinator for all of the NAMI Oregon walks. So how can people join the walks event this year? What are the ways people can, they say they hear this and they say, oh, I would like to go to that. What are some ways they can join?
Well, the fun part is there's a multitude of ways that people can join. They can go to the NAMI website, and from that they can see that there's a specific page where you can see how you can donate or how you can be a part. Now, you can actually be someone who's like a captain, and you have a group of people who are going to walk with you, mm-hmm. or you can provide an individual donation for someone inside of that. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely networking. There are tools inside that website that make it readily available to be able to either you be the person who's walking or you sponsor someone else. Now, if that's too much, you can also find someone who's walking and you can go say, I want to contribute to you. I want to contribute to NAMI. I'd like to sponsor you, which is of tremendous value, and it helps create greater excitement. So again, there's an app available, fundraising for NAMI. You can go in and look at our website and start your journey on the road.
So is that on the NAMI Southern Oregon website, or is that on the NAMI Oregon website?
My understanding, it's on both.
Uh-huh,
you can go to the NAMI Southern
Oregon.
Go to
either place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So you talked about some of the programs that it supports. So what are some of those programs, and what are the ways people could get involved with NAMI beyond the walks? James, would you like to talk about what are some of the programs and how people can get involved beyond the walks? And then maybe Leslie, you can chime in too.
Okay. There are many programs available. That's the exciting part. And I'll just share a few real quick. There's a family-to-family course, and this goes over a duration of 8 to 9 weeks if you'd like to be a part. Phenomenal amount of education in regard to what happens inside mental health conditions. There's a focus with a training class just for those who are veterans called Homefront. And for parents who have children, one program that's called NAMI Basics. And one is how to increase your education about what a mental health condition is, then how to work with the school system associated with it. We have peer programs that are available so peers can come together and have support groups. And we also have family groups that come together on a regular frequency, and they come together to talk about the things that are working for them and the things that they're struggling with. And these are well-regimented formats that have proven to be with a high level of efficacy. So that's what's exciting. And we could go on. We have programs that address being able to go out in the community and provide education for churches, for universities, for educational high schools, and a means to be able to go out and share how someone has walked through a journey with mental health conditions and has moved to a level of higher functioning. And then we have people who have worked with them also, and to be able to share the benefits of those effects in the end. So a phenomenal amount of education, a phenomenal amount of support, especially with support groups, and it really makes to help create a greater community to better understand what's taking place.
Sure. So, Leslie, what are ways people can avail themselves of these programs or volunteer to put on a program or to volunteer to be a program leader? What are some ways people can do that?
Oh, there's several ways. You can contact the NAMI Library and complete or go online and complete a volunteer form and telling us what your interests are. Once we get the application, we will contact you and try and place you in an area of your interest. We do free training for NAMI facilitators for our support groups. We train the teachers for our classes. And if you just want to volunteer, you can just give some hours down at the library or tabling at some of the events that we're at. It's as much as you want to get involved or as little, but it's really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Well, so what is your mental health story? What brought you to NAMI, Leslie?
Well, I actually started working in children's mental health in 2016. And I have a daughter who is going to be 30 next week, and she has autism, depression, and anxiety. And it's severe enough that she's unable to work and she's on disability. And I needed support, so I started going to one of the NAMI support groups. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I became that support group facilitator. But it has really helped me in helping other people as well as helping myself.
Yeah.
I get that support along with the other people. I know I'm not alone anymore. Yeah. I know there's other people experiencing even worse things than I have to go through. So it really helps.
Yeah.
And I encourage so many people to attend this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I understand that there's a peer-to-peer class coming up, which is a class for people who have a mental health condition that are working on maintaining their recovery and in recovery, and
yes.
That's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard a support group for families, and I heard a support group for people who have a mental health condition mm-hmm. called Connection, mm-hmm. that I think they have one here in Ashland and in Medford.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, if you are interested in attending any of the classes, you can go on to the NAMI website and look at the calendar. We have one starting on May 3rd from 10 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon at the public library. And then we have a peer-to-peer class starting June 3rd. That will be at the Compass House on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And of course, NAMI Walks is what supports all of these events. So what are you hoping to accomplish once we finish the NAMI Walks? What is an accomplishment you would like to be able to point to? James?
Definitely there's the financial aspect, but I think the accomplishment I'm looking for is sharing this information with the community and seeing a greater number of people. We have all these services, but unless people know they're available and let them know, I think you both and Leslie have shared it, we are not alone in this journey. And there's a community that can support you and work with you. I want to be able to reach out and touch more and more lives. I think that's the value in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Tiffany, what's a message you'd like to share with others about mental health?
Something that I usually say is that, you know, mental health is really everywhere. It moves in silence. Mm. There's not one way that mental health comes up. There's not one type of person. It really affects all of us, whether it's ourselves, our family members, our loved ones. So it's really out there, and we should all just be taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. James, what's a message you'd like to share with others about mental health?
I guess the message I would share is it's more of the norm than we realize. Mm-hmm. And 1 out of every 5 people work and suffer and work through a mental health condition. And many times, I think you just shared a little bit about it, that it's hidden and it's secret and it shouldn't be. We should be able to get assistance and help. If you have a physical affliction, people come to your aid. If you have a mental health condition, people tend to stay away from
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
So how can we help?
Yeah. Well, anything else you guys would like to share about the NAMI Walk?
I'd like to say something really quick, Andre. I would just like to thank you personally for the work you do for the Mental Health Matters and the opportunities that you bring to us to be able to share about it. So thank you very much.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, of course, you're very welcome. It's one of my passions to do what I can to help everyone have better mental health outcomes, no matter where they are on the trajectory of their illness. So I appreciate that. Well, final word, what's your favorite self-care strategy? Tiffany, what do you like to do?
Oh my gosh, I have a bad retail therapy thing. I love shopping. I love a trinket. So if I'm having a really bad day, I'll like go out and buy myself a little trinket.
Treat. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Or I also love meditating. I meditate every single day, either right when I wake up or before I go to bed.
Oh.
And it's just really just a good time to reset either my day or kind of figure out, you know, what my goals are for the day.
Sure. And James, what's your favorite self-care?
Relaxing and reading a good book.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Leslie, how about you?
Well, I like to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening before I go to bed, turn my brain off, I do mindfulness exercises.
Uh-huh. Nice, nice. All right. Good suggestions for everybody. Well, thank you all for sharing with us today about the NAMI Walks. You want to give us the date and the times again, Leslie?
May 17th at Alba Park.
Registration starts
at 11:30. The walk is at 12:30 and it's until 2.
Okay, super. Well, we hope to see everybody there. Thank you for joining us today, Leslie and James and Tiffany. Really appreciate it. You can find more information about NAMI Southern Oregon at the website and about the walks, namisouthernoregon.org, or email at info@namisouthernoregon.org. This is Mental Health Matters on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck, and I thank you for joining us today. You can find this and other interviews at jeffexchange.org or subscribe to this podcast at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.